build the limbs with stem cell therapy, he wondered. That's what they do on Goddard. The treadmill moved faster and faster, forcing Tavallera to run harder. He began to sweat, but instead of resenting the forced exertion, he grinned inwardly. It felt good to be moving, to be working his body. A chime rang and the treadmill slowed to a stop. As he got off, Tavallera asked, "What's next?" "Blood tests," said the first orderly. "Needles," said the second, with a malicious grin. It wasn't all that bad, Tavallera decided afterward. He didn't like being punctured, but the women who stuck him and drew his blood knew what they were doing. It hardly hurt at all. "Now what?" he asked as he walked, a little shakily, out of the blood-drawing station. "A shower," said the first orderly. "You need it," said the second one, wrinkling his nose. "Then you get dressed and see Dr. Mayfair," said the first one. "The big boss," said the second one, his malicious grin returning. They returned him to his cubicle of a room and gave him some privacy as he showered in the attached lavatory. When Tavallera came out of the shower, his clothes were on the bed, neatly laid out. Dr. Mayfair's office was spacious, with the first window that Tavallera had seen in the entire hospital. It looked out onto a parking lot filled with buses. The doctor was standing by the window looking up at the cloudy sky when the orderlies ushered Tavallera into his office. Mayfair was short but thick-bodied. His hair was sandy, his face oval, with clear light brown eyes. He smiled pleasantly at Tavallera. "Ah, our enigma." He gestured to the round table near the window and sat in one of the chairs grouped around it. Tavallera took the chair next to his, grateful that he was back in his own slacks and shirt rather than the humiliating hospital gown. Mayfair pointed to the opposite wall, and it immediately lit up with a group of charts and images. Tavallera recognized the brain scan he'd undergone a couple of hours earlier. Smiling amiably, Dr. Mayfair said, "I've been told that the engineers have a saying, 'Hell is where everything checks, but nothing works.'" Tavallera nodded cautiously. "Yeah, I've heard that too." "You're something like that, Mr. Tavallera. We've scanned your brain and body. We've put you through a fairly strenuous stress test and done blood tests. Everything checks out quite normal." Tavallera said nothing, waiting for the other shoe to drop. "Which means, I'm afraid, that you are quite seriously deranged," said Dr. Mayfair, with a smile that looked almost joyful. But then his eyes went hard. "Or you're lying through your teeth." Chapter 16. "Lying?" Tavallera yelped. "Why would I be lying? How in hell could I make up something so damned wild?"
"Your language betrays you, Tavallera," Mayfair said, his voice cold. "I have your complete dossier here. You tried to get out of your public service duty when you found out you'd be sent to Jupiter. You never attended worship services while off Earth. You haven't been to church since you've returned. What's that got to do with anything? You're not a believer."
"So what? I never made a secret of it."
Getting up from his chair and walking to the desk, Mayfair said, "You've rather reveled in your refusal to accept the faith. You've played the part of the rebel, haven't you?"
"Rebel? Me?"
"And then you spent more than a year aboard that space habitat, that hotbed of malcontents and secularists. What did they teach you there? What instructions did you bring back with you?"
Tavallera felt totally confused. "Instructions? I didn't get any
"Don't think you can hide behind those antiquated constitutional rights you rebels always quote," Mayfair said as he sat himself down behind his broad desk. "This is a matter of national security."
"Me? National security?"
"Yes, you," said Mayfair, an angry growl in his voice now. "You come back from space, after spending years with the exiles aboard Goddard, and suddenly this supposed visitor from the stars appears."
"Stoner's from Earth," Tavallera countered.
"Stoner is a hoax, and you know it."
"I thought he might be, but cripes, he appeared to me. He took me to his spacecraft."
"So you say. There is no evidence of that happening. Nothing except your unsupported word. Nothing at all."
"I'm not making it up."
Mayfair started to snap out a reply, thought better of it, took a deep breath instead, and folded his hands prayerfully on the desktop. At last he said, "Mr. Tavolera, I bear heavy responsibilities. I am not merely the head of this hospital. I am a member of the board of directors of the New Morality. I report directly to Bishop Zebulon Craig, who is only one step below Archbishop Overmyer himself." Tavolera blinked, trying to figure out where Mayfair was heading. "This visitor from the stars," Mayfair went on, this Keith Stoner, as he calls himself, is obviously a hoax. A well-planned hoax, I admit, but a hoax nonetheless." "He's real," Tavolera muttered. "I know you would like us to believe that, but we're going to get to the bottom of this conspiracy, believe me." "It's not a conspiracy. I saw—"
"You're lying!" Mayfair shouted. "That much is certain. You're not delusional, and there's no physical trauma affecting your brain. Therefore, you are lying. Admit it."
Tavolera got to his feet and walked from the little circular table by the window to the amply upholstered chair in front of the desk. His surprise and confusion at Mayfair's wild accusations was giving way to a simmering anger. Leaning his knuckles on the desktop, he said, "Give me a lie detector test, then." Mayfair smiled thinly at him. "You've been trained to deal with lie detectors, I'm sure." Shaking his head, Tavolera asked, "What's got you people so worked up about this? A visitor from the friggin' stars. You ought to be excited about it. You ought to be trying your damnedest to talk with him, hear what he's got to tell us."
"That's exactly it," Mayfair snapped, pointing an accusing finger at Tavolera. "You people want us to let this so-called star man spread his heresies among us."
"Heresies? He's obviously not one of us. He didn't send his message to Archbishop Overmyer or any other religious figure on earth. No, he wants to talk to scientists, to political leaders, even to the people at large. It's a well-conceived propaganda ploy, created by secular humanists, aimed at undermining the religious faith of believers all around the world."
"That's crazy," Tavolera blurted.
"Is it? You were very clever to suggest the hoax originating aboard Habitat Goddard. Your intent was to send us in the wrong direction, wasn't it? The originators of the heretical ploy are right here on Earth, aren't they?"
"How the hell would I know?" Tavolera snapped.
Mayfair smiled grimly at him.
"And what if it's not a hoax?" Tavolera insisted. "What if it's real? What if this guy Stoner is really what he claims to be?"
"Impossible."
"All right, what if he's really an alien, but he shaped himself in human form to make contact with us? What then?"
Mayfair shuddered visibly. "Impossible," he repeated, but his voice was lower, weaker.
"He's real," Tavolera said firmly.
"He is not, and you are going to admit that." Mayfair turned slightly and said to the empty air,
"Security."
Within a heartbeat, the office door swung open and a trio of uniformed men stepped in. Mayfair got to his feet.
"You're going to admit it's a hoax," he said to Tavolera. "And you're going to tell us who's behind it. We've had experience with conspirators and heretics before. They all confess sooner or later."
"Christ almighty," Tavolera thought. "It's the friggin' Spanish Inquisition all over again." The three guards advanced toward Tavolera. He felt suddenly queasy at the sight of their hard, emotionless faces. They reached for his arms and froze. Keith Stoner stood in the corner of the room, by the table next to the window, his bearded face set in a scowl.
"He's telling you the truth, Dr. Mayfair. I'm real, and you'd better tell your superiors they're going to have to deal with me. Or go as extinct as the dinosaurs."
Book 2. Keith Stoner. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Sir Arthur C. Clarke. Chapter 1. "It's all wrong," said Keith Stoner. "Jumbled, distorted." His wife sat beside him on the plushly cushioned sofa.